attention should be paid to patient hemodynamics before and after radiofrequency ablation in those with a potential risk of right to left shunt, such as tetralogy of Fallot. These patients may need to be further evaluated before or during surgery to make safer treatment decisions. This case may provide an important reference for the selection of treatment decisions and perioperative management of atrial fibrillation under special circumstances.